Hi, my name is Diana Zaleski, and I'm a doctoral candidate at Northern Illinois University studying educational psychology. This is my fifth year in graduate school, and my dissertation is titled The Influence of Momentary Classroom Goal Structures on Student Engagement and Achievement in High School Science. Do you remember how you felt sitting in your high school science class? Were you highly engaged by the inventive and informative lectures? Motivated by the creative labs and real-life examples? If you're like me, and most of the high school students in the United States, your answer is probably no. In fact, most high school students view science as difficult, boring, and irrelevant to everyday life. This is a huge problem, considering that the study of science has the potential to be incredibly engaging, motivating, and relevant. The purpose of my dissertation was to examine what specific classroom goal structures influence students' momentary engagement in high school science in order to better high school science instruction. Why did I choose to examine student engagement, you ask? Simple, because high school students' reports of high levels of engagement while learning have been found to be significant predictors of continuing motivation, commitment, and overall performance in college. Therefore, if we want young people to pursue science as a college major and future career, we need to improve science instruction in order to increase student engagement. What are classroom goal structures? Great question. Classroom goal structures are messages that teachers convey to their students about achievement through their instructional practices. There are two primary goal structures, mastery and performance. Mastery goal structures represent messages about developing competence, while performance goal structures represent messages about demonstrating competence. Up until this point, classroom goal structures have only been examined at the classroom level, meaning that teachers and classrooms were identified as primarily mastery or performance-oriented. However, my dissertation examined goal structures at the momentary level, meaning that each instructional moment may have a different goal structure. It turns out that measuring classroom goal structures at the momentary level was a good idea. Significant positive relationships were found between students' momentary engagement and momentary mastery and performance classroom goal structures. This means that small changes in what teachers do from moment to moment may have a significant influence on student engagement and achievement in high school science. It's time to make some changes so that all students have positive and engaging experiences with science. This dissertation used data collected as part of the Science in the Moment study funded by the National Science Foundation.